about our state. This is always a great fun segment on 5AA Afternoons. And I must admit, while I love talking about my state and do it happily and proudly, anytime I see a name that I know reasonably well, it gets me even more excited because it's always a nice catch-up to find out what's happening in our state events-wise. Ataf Rashid, Executive Director, Events South Australia. Lovely to see you, Taf.
Great to see you, Lee.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
This is like your Disneyland, wouldn't it? Your Christmas time, you've got the pageant, you've got the big tree, you've got, there's a little band from Ireland in town tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a great time of year, isn't it? I mean, once the weather starts to warm up, so do the events, really, and festivals. So it's a building, very much so, and it builds all the way through to April, which is pretty exciting.
When you look at your calendar, there is so much on. Did you have, and coming from your sort of Port Adelaide background before that, did you have any idea of just how many events South Australia would take part in and the sheer scale of sports and arts and culture and everything that goes with that?
No, I don't think I really did. And probably most of South Australia, we still don't know all the things we have. You know, we know the big ones, but, you know, we have a fantastic calendar, which actually runs all the way through the year.
Yep.
And also regionally, we've got a really strong calendar. So, you know, I think we're spoilt for choice. And I think we have some really big crescendos, you know, that mad March period being an obvious one. The back end October, we have some moments, but we are spoilt for choice right through the year.
You are well known, been on the radio many times and a household name in South Australia. Tell us, though, what Events SA does, because we hear this Events SA a lot. Can you break that down for us? Because you're often mentioned, be it, you know, whether it's the boxing with Danny Green or it's the Tour Down Under or it's, you know, the food and wine festivals that go on. Explain to us how that works, Events SA.
Yeah, well, I say I've had the two best jobs in Adelaide. I got to work at the mighty Port Adelaide Football Club for a decade and I've now done this one for about 11 years. And Events South Australia is the major events arm for the South Australian government. So we do two things, really. We own and manage five events on behalf of the government, and that includes the, as you said, the Credit Union Christmas Pageant, the Bridgestone World Solar Challenge, Santos Tour Down Under, Superloop Adelaide 500 and Tasting Australia. And then we look to bring events to South Australia that really drive the visitor economy, and also we support regional events and festivals and look to sort of build the industry as well. So it's a pretty, it's a great group. It's about 45 of us that work at Events South Australia as part of the South Australian Tourism Commission, and our ultimate goal is drive the visitor economy.
So do you watch events on TV and you think, whoa, I like that here? Or do people come to you, or a combination of the both?
It's a bit of both. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a strategy. And so in line with the strategy, we certainly target events, but equally things pop up that you may not have thought of, or you may not have thought are available. And so there's the opportunity as well.
What about the explosion of Tasting Australia from, you know, from little things, big things grow, and what we've seen with Simon's done and Jock's done, and all of a sudden Victoria Square is like the place to be. But not just that, you mentioned the regionals. I was lucky enough, I flew in a plane down to Mayura down at home in Millicent. You've got people going out, you know, shucking oysters out in the middle of the ocean. Did you foresee the explosion, what Tasting Australia's become?
Look, I think that comes with good strategy. There was strategy behind it, and there was support behind it. So I think we are really lucky that the government invested to annualise Tasting Australia, and then there was a strategy around, and the clear strategy was, let's be the FOMO food and wine festival, food and drink festival. You know, we want people to sit around the rest of the country and go, I wish I was there. And so, and with that came, well, a structure. And as you mentioned, Simon Bryant and Jock Zonfrillo and Maggie Beer and put a structure behind it. We built Town Square, and it has become the place to be. And what I love about Tasting Australia is there's something for everyone. It's accessible. You can walk into Town Square free of charge and get a plate of food for $9 and have a great Tasting Australia experience. Or you can sit at Yalumba, you know, in the bowels of Yalumba, in the old wine vats, and have a amazing, you know, three-course dinner served to you by some of our great local chefs and interstate or in overseas chefs. So it's accessible, and it's part of our DNA for South Australia. You know, food and wine is part of our DNA and a really important sector for our state.
Do you get the eyes from, you know, Events Victoria or New South Wales going, oh, man, Taft's done it again. You know, like, is there jealousy between states?
I don't think they think Taft's done it again, that's for sure. But I think we're all competitive and we all like to have the best of whatever it is we do, whatever event it is. So, you know, we're certainly always looking at what they're doing and what and we're looking at what we're doing and what they're doing overseas to try and see how do we continually be the best at what we do and, you know, again, how do we create a product that people want to travel for.
Speaking to Ataf Rashid, the Executive Director of Events South Australia, I spoke to Greg Rolton on the weekend about the international three-day event. How great is that?
Yeah.
The Parklands. And now I guess you've got a really busy sporting calendar too.
Yeah, I think that's something we have done well in growing the sporting calendar. And I think the three-day event on the Mitsubishi Australia three-day event on the weekend, which is one of six in the World Tour class, you know, fabulous, good crowds, perfect weather, so really enjoyable. And actually it rolls quite well now. We have Test cricket, obviously, which is always important on the calendar with Australia versus Pakistan in late November. We added the Asian Le Mans, which for the first time, which will be up at the Bend, which will be a new race at the start of January. We roll into the Adelaide International, and I think that's really exciting for South Australia to be back in the tennis game on the international circuit. So ATP men's, women's event, investment in the new canopy. If you drive past now, it's starting to look fantastic.
Did you have a little fist pump under the desk at work when Ash Barty signed on?
Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, when you can get the number one player in the world and she happens to be Australian, it's fantastic. Yep. And Simona Halep and, you know, so the names keep coming, Alex de Minaur, et cetera. So that's exciting. We roll into Santos Tour Down Under.
Yep.
We head to the ISPS Handa Women's Golf. Australian Open Golf, where we probably get 15 of the top 20 women, and that'll be 13 to 16 February, and it'll be at Royal Adelaide next year. And then we head to Superloop Adelaide 500.
Yeah.
And actually this year we'll have the ICC Women's T20 World Cup. We haven't got a game, but what we do got is half the teams doing warm-up matches down at Karen Rolton Oval at Park 25. So it's a pretty good calendar that sees us through till sort of February, March.
It's an incredible calendar.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And that doesn't even include, you know, the ongoing Big Bash League, women's WBBL, you know, 36ers, Lightning and all those other things. So I think we can really, really proud of the sporting calendar we now have.
Flashes Karen Rolton Oval, by the way.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's a beautiful boutique little state, you know.
It really is. It's beautiful.
Boys did a great job yesterday. Didn't quite get over the line, Ferg. Did our best for us. Hey, can we talk about the Santos Tour Down Under? Because you mentioned that in there. Mike, last one. For Mike Turda?
Yeah, 22nd and last one.
Is he going out with a bang? Is he just, you know, is he going to be walking out of the door? The door will be swinging and everyone will say, gee, what a way to go out. Have you got plans for it? The best thing about the Santos Tour Down Under, for me, not only do you get these supreme athletes, but it's the fact that you take it, as a boy from the country, you take it to the people. You know, whether you're in Norwood, whether you're in Stirling, wherever you might be, you're a chance to see the best of the best in your suburb and get up close and personal.
Yeah, I think that makes it very special. It makes it special because it's free. It makes it special, as you say, because we take it to the people and also that we can profile South Australia to the rest of the world with those beautiful shots. And, you know, so I don't know that Mike will go out with a bang, but we have got some new things on the program for the Santos Tour Down Under. And, you know, one of the things the team is always looking at is how do we reinvigorate it? What can we do that's new? So we've shifted the Criterium, which is the classic, out to Victoria Square, actually to sort of be adjacent to Victoria Square and take in Wakefield and Flinders and Pulteney Streets. And I think that'll be really exciting. We've added in a paracycling demonstration that night. And I think that's really important to us. And, you know, off the back of the really sad news of Kieran Modra last week, which is really, terribly sad, but it's nice that we're having this TDU wheel race, and I'm sure we'll pay tribute to Kieran at that time. We've got a national criterium series that we've added in, which will be on the Saturday night on the 25th. So that's exciting. I think we're going to Murray Bridge for the first time in nearly 20 years, I think. So, you know, there'll be lots of new things. We're bringing Fabian Cancellara to town, and that's something Mike's wanted to do for a long time. So bringing him to Legends Night, we've got a couple of other announcements coming up. So I think it'll be a fantastic way for Mike to go out on his 22nd and last Santos Tour Down Under.
This space. Did you realise when you were at Port Adelaide, did you realise how cycling a city Adelaide was?
No, not at all.
I didn't either.
No.
Like, you know, we all knew Stewie and we thought, you know, he's a star, and Mike, obviously what he'd done in the 84 Olympics, but we never knew that the state and the city would embrace it like they have.
No, and I don't think anyone did, but we are perfectly set up for World Tour cycling and cycling because of the proximity of the beach and, of course, the hills and the ability to stay in the middle of the city and to build the City of Adelaide Tour Village. And I think people should look out for that because we're going to bring a whole lot of programming and entertainment for the cycling enthusiasts, for the families, for the visitors to make sure that there are even more people getting through the Tour Village this year.
I don't know if I've ever said this to you before. I've said it to someone and hopefully you won't roll your eyes like they did, but you know, you go to the great cities of the world, you go to Paris, what do you see? You see the Eiffel Tower. You go to Rome, what do you see? The Colosseum. I would have that big inflatable bike as a permanent structure. Make it, you know, metallic, make it that you could walk up it, you could see like views of Adelaide. That's something for you to think about at Events SA. Atif Rashidi's here. We'll take a short break. More about what's in this very busy calendar. We'll get into Mad March because it just gets bigger and bigger year on year. More to come on Our State with Atif next.
Itching to have your say on the 5AA Sports Show? Now you're guaranteed to get through with your comments, feedback and questions. Thanks to Mile End Office Furniture, the largest office furniture showroom in South Australia. You can now text the 5AA Sports Show on 0448 08 1395. Write it down, 0448 08 1395. All thanks to Mile End Office Furniture and 1395. Adelaide's 5AA. Standard SMS fees apply.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. This summer, do not order external pavers from anywhere before you visit nationaltiles.com.au. I repeat, do not order external pavers from anywhere before you visit nationaltiles.com.au. I personally guarantee you will not, absolutely not, buy porcelain or natural stone pavers better anywhere than at nationaltiles.com.au.
Want to help your general well-being naturally? Try Healthy Care Lecithin from Chemist Warehouse. Lecithin is a phospholipid that assists in maintaining cellular structures. It may help to emulsify fats in the digestive system and aid and support healthy brain and liver function. Healthy Care Lecithin 1200 milligram 100 caps at just $8.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
When we go away, RAA looks after our home.
So while Bob takes care of Ralph...
Good boy.
Steve from across the road mows the lawn.
Hey, Steve. Hello,
mate. Tim and Susie keep the garden blooming.
You mean alive.
And RAA take care of home security.
With 24/7 home security monitoring based in South Australia, when we leave home...
We feel safe, knowing locals are watching over it. Yep.
RAA. Keep on moving on.
T's and C's apply.
When you become an Aveo Service Department resident, you'll turn the hoovering into hide-and-seek with the grandkids.
Or mowing the lawn.
Into lawn bowls. Making the bed. Into making new friends. Enjoy living independently while Aveo takes care of the chores so you'll have more time to do the things you love. Book a tour today of an Aveo Service Department located throughout Adelaide at aveo.com.au.
Our farmers are enduring one of the harshest droughts in living memory, and Christmas is going to be extra tough. That's why IGA has launched a drought appeal, with all funds raised going to St. Vincent de Paul Society and Drought Angels. Please buy a $2 drought appeal gift token at your local IGA.
Investors love numbers, and here's a really attractive one. Angus Prime's target rate of return is currently, wait for it, 5.95% per annum. And here's something else to love. Income paid monthly. And all lending backed by First Mortgage Security. Love to hear more? Call Angus Prime on 1800 010 800 or go to angusprime.com.au. That's 1800 010 800 or angusprime.com.au. Investments are not bank deposits and there is a risk you could lose some or all of your principal. It is strongly recommended you read the PDS carefully to decide if the product is right for you. You may receive lower than expected returns. AFS license number 232479.
Oh, honeys, it's Hans, and I want to make sure your staff Christmas party is a cracker. This year at Santa's Christmas Cracker at the Adelaide Convention Centre. Yes, honeys, December 13th or 14th, and it includes a delicious three-course dinner, full drinks package, a fabulous band, and me, Hans, your fabulous MC and showman for the night. So, darlings, get cracking. Book your tables now for your staff or your team by visiting AdelaideCC.com.au.
We are the amazing multitaskers, us parents.
We make sandwiches without the crusts and apples, without the skins, while we answer their every question. No, sweetie, dogs don't lay eggs. We squeeze in a series while we're folding their clothes, while cleaning up their mess, while they take a nap. We're so good at multitasking. But try it when the kids are around the pool, and they might drown. Water. It's only safe while you're watching. Keep watch. A message from Royal Lifesaving.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Caravan Repairs. Easy insurance repairs, fast. This is Leith Forest.
13 minutes to 2, my special guest, Ataf Rashid, Executive Director, Events South Australia. Very busy. Be a good gig, though. It'd be exciting when you all of a sudden you continue a great event or you get another new event here. Let's talk about Mad March. Do you like the term Mad March?
I think it's come from the people. So, yeah. You know, I think anything that is organic is fantastic, because you try and call it something else, then it's much harder to achieve. But the people came up with Mad March. And to be honest, I think it's fabulously mad. And I think it's a bit Mad March February. That's the only thing. It starts in February. Yeah. But I think it's fabulous and I quite like it.
You got the Fringe? So you got the Fringe goers. You got the Festival, which is a different audience. You got WOMAD, which is a different audience again. And then you got the Superloop. And that's completely different. And you can fit them all in and they all coexist nicely.
Yeah, I think, you know, to have all of those things on at one time, like where else is that happening? Mm. And yes, you know, they might not all go to each other's events and the people, but to have that sort of aggregation of people and event at the same time is pretty special. And there's nowhere you would rather be anywhere in the world, in my opinion, in that February-March period than in Adelaide during those events.
Do you organise the Sunday entertainment for the Superloop? Is that you? Is that your team?
No.
Or is that them?
No, it's my team. So it's definitely not me. So really it's Brian Gleeson, who's well known in the music game. He looks after our Sunday night, and, you know, we haven't yet announced Sunday night for next year, but we've, you know, we're coming off the back of Robbie Williams and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So
you've set a very high bar here. This is why I'm just sort of like, you know, needling away a little bit. Give us a clue. Who would you like? Let's take you away from work for a second. Who's in the Ataf Rashid playlist? Who's in your iPod? Taylor Swift.
Well, tomorrow night I get to go to my favourite favourite band, U2, at Adelaide Oval. Yeah. And I think for me, they are my favourite. I grew up, my teddy bear was called The Edge.
Did you go to the one at Footy Park?
I did. I've been to a lot. I've seen them at the MCG. I've got to say hello to Bono once. So, yeah. They'd be my all-time favourite, but, you know, there are lots of other people that have got, you know, Pearl Jam and all sorts of... We get lots of recommendations
Lady Gaga.
So we have lots of recommendations and, you know, we just work through. The truth is, actually, you're a bit limited to who's touring the time. So it is a hard gig. I don't think I'd want that gig, but Brian does it really well on the team, and he works with Alistair McDonald, and they put together a great program. And what's great about that is it supplements our on-track program, and also we are really building off on the off-track program. We started Tracks of the World last year, you know, putting iconic tracks around the Superloop Adelaide 500 precinct and building them up as really entertainment precincts, and we'll be doing more of that.
Don't tell Gil, you've nailed the AFL Grand Final for years. You've had way better entertainment than the Grand Final. They only dream of the acts that you guys are getting for the Superloop. All right, so we'll wait and see with anticipation then who's going to be the Sunday night. What's your favourite U2 song, by the way? What are you hanging out for tomorrow? Pride in the Name of Love.
Yeah, that's pretty good. With Sunday, or without you.
Yeah, Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Yeah, right. I love them all.
What does it do financially for the state, these kind of events and festivals?
Yeah, look, you know, I think that's maybe the untold story of tourism and events is what it does for the states. I mean, tourism means $7.6 billion to the South Australian economy.
Yep.
It's about 389,000 jobs. And, you know, I think the events are a really important part of that story. What events do, they do two things. They drive the visitor economy, but they also tell the story of South Australia because of the great media that they generate, the stories they tell, etc. But the visitor economy is most important, and right now our government has a growth state agenda about it's their pathway to drive the economy for South Australia with a 3% target of growth every year, and They have 9 pillars, and tourism is one of those pillars. And, you know, we're really happy that events play its role within that. And events do it in two ways. Tourism is obviously a pillar, so driving the visitor economy, growing, getting people to come to South Australia.
Yep.
But also events can shine a light on some of the other key pillars or sectors that the government is focused on, whether it's food, wine and agribusiness or technology or maybe even space, you know. So I think that's the beauty of events, is they can drive the economy in two ways.
Yeah, so the spin-offs are huge, aren't they? Because it's like a domino effect. What about then in today's day and age? Everything we hear is getting more expensive. Is it hard to put these events together when all of a sudden costs are rising, but you're, you know, you clearly want to keep bringing these amazing events to our state, but is that a difficult situation for you?
Look, I think we've got two things in our favour, but it is a challenge because we want to be great, right? Yep. And this is about all events. This isn't just the events we run. We all want to be great. We all want to be the best. And in order to drive the visitor economy and get people to travel, you need to have a compelling product every year, which means you need new news, and that requires investment. And so we're really lucky that the government backs major events and events, and also we need great corporate support. And I think that it's really interesting. I sat with a partner of ours, ZipTrack. They make blinds. They're an amazing South Australian company, employ 30 people. And they said to us, I caught up with them actually at the 3-day event, and they said they never thought that they, you know, maybe that it was within their reach to be a sponsor of something like the Santos Tour Down Under, and it's ZipTrack Stage 1. And it's interesting because we have lots of small, medium-sized businesses, and maybe people don't know that actually it's not that hard to get involved. Or you don't need the millions of dollars to be a sponsor of one of our major events. Yep. You can get involved. You can contribute to the community, which is one of the goals of ZipTrack. They want to contribute to the South Australian community. And you can also grow your business by doing that, you know, increase your brand awareness.
So don't get scared. You don't need to be the high-end naming sponsor, etc.
So I think that's right. And I think what you need to do is, you know, we're lucky. I'll talk about our own events, Superloop, Adelaide 500, Superloop 1. To expand, it's a broadband internet.
Yep.
They were in the B2B space. They wanted to get in the consumer space, and they wanted to tell their story and grow their brand and launch their brand nationally, and they're using the Adelaide 500 as part of it. But there are lots of great stories. I mean, what Bank SA does with the Adelaide Fringe is just outstanding. And so I think those commercial partners, Bridgestone for World Solar Challenge, we've just got National Pharmacies on board for the Christmas pageant, and you know, for them they're a perfect fit. You know, they are South Australian, they are member base, they are about the community. So I think those partners are really important. And if South Australian businesses are listening, what I would say is, you know, if you think an event has your target market, your audience, don't be afraid to get involved.
Well, for what it's worth, and I know it's a 20-year-old argument, you can pay Armstrong as much as you like, because what he did for the sport was huge. Before we let you go, I'm going to try and get out Sunday night of the Superloop before you go. We'll try that. Gee, Bono would be good. What do you want to get to South Australia? You've got sport, you've got arts, you've got food and wine. Is there any kind? Is there a genre you're looking at? You think you'd be nice to get? Do you have a little whiteboard at work that you just put up these ideas and think?
Look, we have a thing called a pipeline.
Yep.
But you know what we do? Haven't you mentioned arts? Like, we have the best arts events in the world. We have the Adelaide Fringe. We have WOM Adelaide. We have the Adelaide Festival. I think you know, for us, it's more a period of time. Like, I think winter is really, you know, is an area that we could bolster. And so our focus right now is really looking at that winter period. We're lucky we've got the State of Origin coming next year. So that'll be a great crescendo or moment in our winter calendar.
That would ever happen.
I know. Fantastic. Yeah. I think it'll be amazing here. It will take over our city. But, you know, given we have these brilliant events at the front end, looking at what we could do in the middle. We've already got Adelaide Cabaret Festival. We've actually got a whole lot of program in the middle of the year. So seeing whether we can supplement that to sort of create something more significant in the winter period is probably a focus of ours right now. And again, all aimed at driving the visitor economy.
All right, we're going to watch with interest. Thanks so much for coming, and thanks for walking us through. As we say, we hear it all the time on 5AA in terms of Events SA, and everything that we're proud of and we're enjoying, it all sort of comes back to your office and your team of 50 that sort of get it all going. So well done to you and your team. The state thanks you, because as you say, I mean, there's a shopping list of great events, and the beauty is that there's something for everyone. If you're not into sport, get into the arts. If you're not into that, there's something else for you.
Totally. And it's southaustralia.com. What's on? We have all of our events listed. Yep. You know, everyone loads them up. And, you know, we talked about a lot of the city-based events, but there are lots of great regional events as well coming up. And, you know, I would encourage people to get out and explore South Australia. Hashtag see South Australia.
Yep.
And enjoy our fabulous events.
Well done. Enjoy tomorrow. I'll let security know just in case there's a stage invader. It'll be a Taf Rashid sneaking on during the encore. How good is it when a big band comes to town like this? You know, when Ed Sheeran's in, you know, when the Rolling Stones were in, like these big, and we love any of the outdoor events, but there's something about the Adelaide Open when Adele was here, these big acts coming to town.
Yeah, it's pretty electric and it really does create a buzz in the city, and I think there'll be a nice buzz tomorrow night. Okay. And Kiss is on tomorrow night too, by the way, so we've got a double whammy going. So, yes, not at the Adelaide Oval.
Thank you so much. Ataf Rashid, Executive Director of Events SA. Tonight.